Beneath a Frosty Moon by Rita Bradshaw, read by Julia Barry.
Preface. What if he tries to come in here when we're asleep? We wouldn't hear him. Yes, we would. That's why we've moved the chest of drawers in front of the door, isn't it? We'd know if he tried to sneak in.
Oh, I'm scared.
Well, don't let him see it, all right? That's what he wants, for people to be frightened of him.
Aren't you scared?
There was an infinitesimal pause. Then, as though to make up for it, the second voice was fierce in the darkness.
No, I'm not. He's just a bully. And you know what Dar always used to say about bullies? At heart, they're lily-livered cowards, and you have to stand up to them.
Dar was talking about Linda Fox and her gang at school when he said that.
Well, it doesn't matter who it is. The principle is the same. Bullies like people to be scared of them, and that's that. You have to pretend you're not, however you might be feeling inside. It's the only way. Bullies threaten and carry on, but you have to stand up to them. You stood up to Linda and her pals when Dar told you, and you didn't have any more trouble, did you?
There was a longer pause. Then the first voice came, small and trembling.
I wish I was like you. You're not scared of anything or anybody.
I don't know about that. But I do know that we have to stick together and look after the little ones and all, and everything will be all right. You trust me, don't you?
Aye, you know I do.
Well then, go to sleep now. Tomorrow's another day and everything always seems worse at night. We're together, that's the main...
The voice was cut off as footsteps sounded on the floorboards of the landing outside. They lay not daring to breathe for what seemed like minutes, but in reality was only seconds. Then the floorboards creaked as the footsteps walked away.
There, you see? What did I tell you? You've got nothing to worry about.
But the reassuring whisper shook a little. Part 1. Evacuation, 1940. Chapter 1.
But why, ma'am? It'll be the same as before, I know it will. And we want to stay here with you. Don't send us away again.
Nancy Stubbs stared down into the indignant face of her 13-year-old daughter. She'd been expecting this reaction from Cora when she told the child about the evacuation, and in truth she couldn't blame her. She sighed heavily. The year before, when everyone's worst fears had come true and war had been declared, the government had scared people to death with their dire prediction about the Nazis. The Luftwaffe were going to rain death and destruction from the skies. Every town and city in Britain would come under attack, and industrial places like Sunderland would be a special target. She, like so many other parents, had believed every word. So Cora and her brother and sisters had been duly dispatched to the safety of the countryside. And what had happened? Nout. No bombing, no German planes. No bodies for thousands upon thousands of cardboard coffins the government had made such a song and dance about requisitioning. Everyone had been left wondering what all the fuss had been about. She'd fetched the bairns home in time for Christmas, and normal life had been resumed, or as normal as life could be, with Gregory over the water in France. Telling herself she had to be patient with Cora, Nancy said quietly, "It's not the same as before, lass. And you're big enough to understand that. The war's begun proper now, what with Dunkirk and everything."
"But it was horrible the last time, ma'am. Right from the minute we got off the train and people walked about picking the children they wanted like we were in a cattle market. They wouldn't let us stay together, and I didn't know where Horace and Anna and Susan had gone."
"I know, Cora, I know.
And Horace lost his suitcase because I couldn't look after him and he didn't get it back for days. Please, ma'am. Let us stay here with you."
"Don't you think I want to do that, lass? I missed you even more than you missed me."
Cora's truculent expression told her mother what she thought of that.
"I did, really. But I knew it was for your own good."
"But it wasn't, was it? Nothing happened here. We could have stayed."
"That was then, and this is now, and like a..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?